Good morning. This is David Oliveira speaking from Appalachie High School about the topic immigration and how a myth stands by with immigrants. There's an article posted by the New York Times on their online website, and it gives a clear view of how the Trump administration views immigrants. And it says here that first year of immigration policy has relied on claims that immigrants bring crime into America, which is highly not true, but you know. And it also states that President Trump's latest target is sanctuaries. Everyday sanctuaries, cities release illegal immigrants, drug dealers, traffickers, and gang members back into our communities. He said last week they are safe havens for just some terrible people. As of 2017, according to Gallup polls, almost half of Americans agreed that immigrants make crime worse. But is that true, that immigrants drives crime? Many studies have shown that it does not. As you may know, every day, sanctuary cities release illegal immigrants, drug dealers, traffickers, gang members back into our communities, he said last week. They are safe havens for terrible people, as Trump quoted. Some sanctuary cities like California, Colorado, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont. Sanctuary city is a broad name applied to a jurisdiction that has policies in place designed to limit cooperation or involvement in federal immigration enforcement. As you may already know, immigration populations in the United States have been growing fast for decades now. Crime is the same period, however, has moved in the opposite direction, actually, with the national rate of violent crime today well below it was in 1980. The studies suggest either that immigration has the effect of reducing average crime, or there is simply no relationship between the two, and that the 54 areas in the study were both grew were instances of coincidence, not cause and effect. This was a consistent pattern in each decade from 1980 to 2016, with immigrant populations and crime failing to grow together. As statistics come from New York Times, in a majority of areas, the number of immigrants increased at least 57% and as much as 183%. And the greatest increase occurring in 1990 and early 2000s. Violent crimes in most areas range in between a 43% decline and a 6% rise, often trending downward by the 2000s. Places with a sharp rise in the immigrant population experience increase in a crime rate, and no more frequently than those who modest or no growth in immigration. On average, the immigrant population grew by 137% between 1980 and 2016. Most areas experienced decrease in all types of violent crime. The change in assault rates ranged from 34% decline to a 29% rise, while robbery rates declined in the range of 12% to 57%, and murder rates declined in the range of 15% to 54%. Areas were chosen to reflect a range of immigrant composition, from Wheeling, where 1 in 100 people was born in the United States, to Miami, where every second person was. Some areas were home to newly formed immigrant communities. Other immigrant pockets were back generations, controlling for population characteristics, unemployment rates, and socioeconomic conditions. The researchers still found that on average, an immigrant increase in immigrant metropolis crime decreases. The foreign-born data, which is collected through the census, most likely undercounts the numbers of undocumented immigrants. many of whom might wish to avoid the risk of identifying themselves. They're, however, at least partly represented in the overall foreign-born population counts. This is not only showing that immigration does not increase crime. A board survey released in January examined years of research in the immigrant crime connection, concluding that overwhelming majority of the studies found either no relationship between the two or a beneficial one, in which immigrants' communities bring economic and cultural to the neighborhoods they join. So, what are your thoughts from the article from New York Times?
I think the article was awfully wrong. First of all, I know many immigrants because, you know, my family's from Mexico, and I know that none of us are drug dealers or rapers, and honestly, we don't even clean toilets, like Trump has said before.
Oh, really? Okay. What was your reaction? So, what are your thoughts on sanctuary cities?
I think Trump should just leave them alone because it's the only place in the United States out of however big this place is that immigrants feel safe because that's where they feel more comfortable. Obviously, they left Mexico for a reason. They're not just coming over here to take things from us.
Going to my next question, how do you feel about immigrants?
I think they're wonderful people. And honestly, yeah, they might be illegal, but I don't think people understand how hard it is to become a citizen and how much money and time it does take.
Hello, my name is David Olivares. What's your name?
Brian Creel.
And I would like to ask you a series of questions.
All right.
I would like to start off asking you about how do you feel about President Trump?
I'm not going to say like something personal or anything, but me personally, it'd be like he's a bad person, but I'm not all into politics, but I guess as people see him, he could either be like your favorite, like people call him a god. Some people be like he's a racist. So to me, I just don't even focus on that politics stuff, to be honest.
Have you heard about what his administration has said about illegal immigrants?
No, not at all.
Well, let me tell you that the Trump administration has said in their first year of an immigration policy, every day sanctuary cities release illegal immigrants, drug dealers, traffickers, and gang members back into our communities. They're just safe havens for just some terrible people. How do you feel about him after hearing that?
I feel like he's just focusing on like one race. He's not focusing on all the race. It couldn't be just like illegal immigrants from Mexico. It could be from other countries, not just like Hispanic community. That's about it, basically.
What are your thoughts about sanctuary cities?
I can't really say much because I don't really... I really don't even focus on like sanctuary cities. But they just need like to get focused more on, like, instead of Trump focusing on more like racist stuff, he should focus on like fixing all those like places in need or something, you know.
How do you feel about immigrants?
To be honest, I was an illegal immigrant. I have DACA right now, and like the way people see it, they think like Hispanics or illegal immigrants are like bad. We just came to the country looking for a better life, and they should focus on that, how to help us. And if they want to like stop illegal immigrants coming to the U.S., how to fix their country and make it better.
Good morning. This is David Olivares speaking from Appalachie High School about the topic immigration and how a myth stands by with immigrants. There's an article posted by the New York Times on their online website, and it gives a clear view of how the Trump administration views immigrants, and it says here that first year of immigration policy has relied on claims that immigrants bring crime into America, which is highly, highly not true, but you know. And it also states that President Trump's latest target is sanctuaries, everyday sanctuaries. cities release illegal immigrants, drug dealers, traffickers, and gang members back into our communities. He said last week, they are safe havens for just some terrible people. As of 2017, according to Gallup polls, almost half of Americans agreed that immigrants make crime worse. But is that true, that immigrants drive crime? Many studies have shown that it does not. As you may know, every day, sanctuary cities release illegal immigrants, drug dealers, traffickers, gang members back into our communities, he said last week. They are safe havens for terrible people, as Trump quoted. Some sanctuary cities like California, Colorado, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont. Sanctuary city is a broad name applied to a jurisdiction that has policies in place designed to limit cooperation or involvement in federal immigration enforcement. As you may already know, immigration populations in the United States have been growing fast for decades now. Crime is the same period, however, has moved in the opposite direction, actually, with a national rate of violent crime today well below it was in 1980. The studies suggest either that immigration has the effect of reducing average crime, or there is simply no relationship between the two, and that the 54 areas in the study were both grew were instances of coincidence, not cause and effect. This was a consistent pattern in each decade from 1980 to 2016, with immigrant populations and crime failing to grow together. As statistics come from New York Times, in a majority of areas, the number of immigrants increased at least 57% and as much as 183%. And the greatest increase occurring in 1990 and early 2000s. Violent crimes in most areas range in between a 43% decline and a 6% rise, often trending downward by the 2000s. Places with a sharp rise in the immigrant population experience increase in a crime rate, and no more frequently than those who modest or no growth in immigration. On average, the immigrant population grew by 137% between 1980 and 2016. Most areas experienced decrease in all types of violent crime. The change in assault rates ranged from 34% decline to a 29% rise, while robbery rates declined in the range of 12% to 57%, and murder rates declined in the range of 15% to 54%. Areas were chosen to reflect a range of immigrant composition from Wheeling, where 1 in 100 people was born in the United States, to Miami, where every second person was. Some areas were home to newly formed immigrant communities. Other immigrant pockets were back generations controlling for population characteristics, unemployment rates, and socioeconomic conditions. The researchers still found that on average, an immigrant increase in immigrant metropolis crime decreases. The foreign-born data, which is collected through the census, most likely undercounts the numbers of undocumented immigrants, many of whom might wish to avoid the risk of identifying themselves. They are, however, at least partly represented in the overall foreign-born population counts. This is not only showing that immigration does not increase crime. A board survey released in January examined years of research in the immigrant crime connection, concluding that overwhelming majority of the studies found either no relationship between the two or a beneficial one, in which immigrant communities bring economic and cultural revitalization to the neighborhoods they join.